Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Well, good evening. And this is your oh-so-mixed-up host, Reverend Judy Hosner. And usually we start out with a Will of Titus song. So, engineer, sir, please be patient with me as I have no brain. And let's do something different. And I want to try this the whole album of Will of Titus, Awake My Soul, is just awesome. But let's do Inspiring Me, if you have it.
I'll be there praying as the years go by to give inspiration.
Yeah, that is my beloved Will of Titus, and a theme for me, never stop inspiring me. And we hope somewhere along the line, the 12 of you that listen, you know, that's really cute, get some kind of inspiration from something that's said here. So this evening, we're going to do a couple of things. Number one, we're going to talk about my Christmas album, which I'm allowed to do because it's my show. No, because I really want to speak to you about what that album means. And we'll probably play a track from it sooner or later. The other thing is I want to finish talking about bullying, because this is the end of October, which was anti-bullying month, and wish that people would call me and tell me what they did to participate in that whole program, which is so important. And like I said last show, when Lori Marshall was with us, and what a wonderful interview that was. It's not just an isolated thing. This is pandemic, actually, and it can be stopped. It's something unlike other diseases or infractions of the human soul. They are hard at best and maybe even impossible in this life to conquer. Anti-bullying is something we, every one of us, can cure. You know, we have the power. We have the power to change these lives, both the people being bullied and feeling like they have no way out but suicide, which is the ultimate thing that I'm trying to avoid, to the person who is doing the bullying and needs direction and help. It's not fair, I guess is a good word, to have no compassion on the person bullying because they have issues. There's a reason why they have to pick on you. There's a reason why they think power and aggressiveness is how you get ahead in life. And maybe to some degree in our society that's true. But it is not what this country was based on. It's not what our Christian values are based on. And it's definitely not what human nature should be. All right? Now, you're going to say, but the lion's a bully and the tigers are bullies. No, they hunt only for the sake of food. They don't bully other animals. So, I'll step one step down on my soap opera box and tell you that there is my favorite, as I said, my favorite group, Angels and Doves, which is a great grassroots nonprofit organization that really tries to take peer counseling to the max on anti-bullying. In other words, they have actual students talk to students. Because, believe it or not, young adults do not listen to us old sages. I wonder why that is. Maybe because I never listened when I was a teenager or a young adult. So they bring in kids or people of their own age group who have been trained and who really want to help the cause, and let them act as mediators to this process. And all I can say is, if you don't want to go through that kind of group, and there's many of them out there, but you know, I choose Angels and Doves because I do. And no, I don't get any money back from them or anything. If you don't want to go through a group like that, you are always free to contact me, your pastor at your church, someone who can help you make a change. And that is for both sides of the fence, again. It's for those who I worry about their mortal life. I worry that they're going to one morning or one evening take the drastic step, because no one took the effort to step forward and try and help them. Much like people who are caught in other issues of violence and pain, you can get help. There is someone who will listen to you. If it's alcohol, you know, and you don't want to go through AA, that's fine. They are a great group. They're what saved me 33 years ago. There are other ways of trying to reach out and save yourself. Don't be stubborn like me and wait till you hit rock bottom and almost lose everything before you make a change from drugs, from alcohol, from bullying, from whatever is your nemesis. Okay? So, here we are. And I'm going to tell you a little story. The story of the radio show host who is totally unprepared. Now, I wouldn't know who that would be. But I'm sure there's some dork out there that messed up their calendar. And in a good way, it's God's way of saying, you got a message now, not next week. So for all of you that were waiting for me, thank you. For all of you that agree that I'm, you know, a little on the dorky side, you know, I have been all my life. Yes, I'm one of those girl pocket protector kind of kids. But I am here, and, you know, I want to reach out to, I feel like, I want to reach out to someone out there who's listening right at the moment, and I have no idea who this person is. Someone, and maybe not even anyone I know, that has something on their mind, shall we say, concerning not so much bullying, but never knowing how to approach a situation and say, I want this in my life. Afraid that someone is going to stomp them down and say, oh, that's so stupid. You know, go away. There's someone out there who feels like they are struggling right at the moment with either a relationship going bad, or a relationship that has gone bad, or a new relationship that they can't seem to put in place. You know, God has some really remarkable ways of taking us and just holding us, not requiring anything. You know, I realize that most churches, including mine, survive on donations. So you think it's all about the money, but it's not. You know, that's only a shell or a reason why you got a place to go or someone to listen to. Obviously, I'm not about the money, which is stupid, but no, it's not. There's someone out there, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you're brave enough to call and ask what it is that you need. Verbalize what it is that you need. And you don't have to do it on the air. You can, you know, call and just listen and contact me later. You can be on the air. Be brave enough to be on the air and verbalize what's happening with you. That's okay. You know, the nice thing about radio is no one can see your face. And if you saw mine right now, you'd be grateful. No makeup. No, nothing. This is me. So back to the course of the reason why we're here, or the reason why I'm here. And one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, before we get to the subject of Christmas radio shows and albums, is we started the Journey 8 with $0 because I had the faith that someone needed to hear all this stuff that I gather up. And no, we're not like the big guys who are so organized and so focused on their program. As you know, if you're a regular listener, there is no program to the program. Yes, there is, but we go by outline because we never know who's going to call us or who's going to write to me. And it's very interesting. I do get substantial emails and phone calls. So someone's listening, and that's good. What we find is that sometimes I can't give you the answer you want. And I just want you to know that sometimes God doesn't give you the answer you want, but the answer you need. Yeah, so you in your car driving right now. You at home on the West Coast making dinner, getting ready to sit down with the fam. You who are making dinner to sit down by yourself. All I can say is that if you reach out and ask, the help or the answer will be there. Maybe not from me, maybe through me to another source, or maybe by happenstance, something's going to happen. You're going to be walking down the street and voila, you look up and your answer is on a billboard. Yeah. Strange. It's happened. It's happened to me. Be prepared is all I say. Yeah. So here we are on the last show of October. We're officially starting to move into the season of Advent, my favorite season of the year, which is the days before the birth of Christ, the story of the birth of Christ. And there's going to be a song on my album when I finish it. It's an Amy Grant song called I Need a Silent Night. And I haven't finished it yet, so the studio doesn't have it to play. But it basically says, you know, in the 21st century, We say Christmas, oh God, here comes all the charge cards and everything. And we forget that that's not Christmas at all. That's what we have made it. And one of the songs on my album is a song I did previous year. I brought it back this year and remastered it because everyone that I talked to said this was one of their favorite songs. It is also my partner's favorite song. And we're going to tune it up right now. And Oh Holy Night, I think, is what we chose.
Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul
divine.
Well, so that is one of the cuts on the album. It's one that I worked extremely hard on. The upcoming album will have two songs that I've worked on for several years with my voice coach. If I can master them, they'll be on Ave Maria and this version of Amy Grant's song, the I Need a Holy Night. So the reason why I'm talking about the album and Christmas is, you know, we're moving into a season that's kind of lost some of its original intent. And every day I learn of people who have forgotten over the year, not just at Christmas, what it means to center yourself and live in the presence of your life, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow, and you've already lived yesterday, right? So, you know, if you haven't done so, even if you're not of the Christian faith, I encourage you to take on the demeanor of that whole season and what it means. It means grace, forgiveness, and compassion. And that goes for a lot of people out there. You know, being on the radio, I'm going to sidestep a little bit here. Being on the radio gives you insight to a lot of things, some good, some bad. And being a minister takes it one level different. I get people who reach out to me. I get people who are scared to talk to me because of what I represent or try to represent. I also get people who challenge me and challenge what I stand for and have a tendency to want to disrupt that. The adversary works in many different ways and is very cunning. But I don't stop, neither does the radio station that I broadcast from. I chose BBS Radio. I could have gone anywhere and had gone to one other station prior to here, or broadcaster. And I'm going to tell you something. They're a great bunch of people. And just as I won't be stopped, because the Lord does not stop, you might have an upper hand, shall we say, sometimes in the battle. I'm not the best known scholar. I'm not a fancy speaker. And BBS Radio is not a station that bites backs or makes waves in some senses. And as much as I won't be stopped, they won't either. For those of you who listen to my show every other Monday, then you know the show is your show. And it changes face, or it changes and morphs as the night goes on, because messages come to me and from God sometimes, and from other people. I started with a message tonight of anti-bullying. Anti-bullying, we talk about the children, we talk about people, you know, being bullied into doing something or not doing something by someone who thinks they have the power to crush or to change them. Anti-bullying happens every day in every way in the business world. I was there. Just because I'm retired now, I don't forget. I owned my own company. I knew what it was like to be smashed up against the wall and lose customers. I knew what it was like to have to prove myself every time I walked into a customer's office. That's, you know, that's normal, shall we say. I also know what it was like to have customers stolen from me, customers leave because they've been deceived by my competition. I know what it was like to wonder if the company was going to survive, and ultimately it didn't, because I was just a little guy. Grassroots company, but we were good, all 16 of us. Here's the deal. For whoever it is, I said earlier there was somebody out there that needed to hear what I had to say. I didn't realize it was going to be this. I will not change who I am, where I broadcast from, or what I say. The reason why I stay on BBS Radio is because they let me say what I need to say and what God has for me to say. And no manuscript or censoring happens. Nothing will stop us and nothing is impossible. So I'm just going to say play your games, and I will continue to play God's music and say God's words. And if you don't hear me now, you will hear me later. Scripture has many things to say about the word of God, and don't stop it. So I'm going to say to you, don't try and stop. Don't try and stop this broadcast. Don't try and stop this radio station. My choice is to stay, and you're going to get the power of God thrown in your face. If you don't like what I say, then why are you listening? Okay, so I'm not a minister that likes to resort to anything close to aggressiveness or foul play. But I have the armor of God on, and you can't hurt me. And you can't hurt where I stand. And so that says a lot. Here we go. We're going to play Mr. Engineer, if you're with me. We are going to play my mind went blank again. Hey, y'all, I'm glad you listened to me and you put up with an old woman that, you know, sometimes has no brain. We're going to play Carol Simpson, my dear friend, who's trying her best to stay alive, and All Sides.
Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. Sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize. My passion itself, my fears and doubts, seeing through God's loving eyes. How can we take ourselves apart, piece by piece, and scrutinize what's in our eyes and things beyond our reach, when God is our maker and put each part in place? God sees us all for who we are, and there's a smile on God's face. Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. Sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize. Itself, my fears and doubts, seeing through God's loving eyes. Silently
through fog of glory, so close that I can touch a God who knows me deep within and still loves me so much. Oh, God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. He sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize. My passion itself, my fears and doubts, seeing through God's loving eyes. So as I grow and change, I see in God's design a plan within a greater one that God made only mine. I stand in awe of something I thought I'd never find. Let go, my child, and leave me fear behind. Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. He sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize.
Okay, well, that's my friend Carol Simpson from her album All Sides, that's title cut. And that goes out to her if she's listening tonight as an inspiration to healing. And she's battling the effects of MS and is battling brave. She battled many things to overcome and to make this album. This album was made from blood, sweat, and tears. And the tears continue. But those of us of faith know that our ultimate is to accept God's plans for us. And so we pray for health and healing. I always do. I have a list of people who call in, you know, with prayers for healing or for health related. And I could spend all day, and I'm sure the Dalai Lama knows this, and the Pope knows this, and Fred's Pastor Fred down the street knows this. You could spend all day praying for the people you know or the people who contact you and ask for prayer. And most of us do spend a big part of our day. But then you say, for those I haven't reached, here's the list, God. You do it. So, yeah. So I'm excited that we're moving into the Advent season. As I said, it's my favorite season. The album this year is called Joy, which is the pink candle on the Advent wreath. And it is the third, I think, album named after one of the candles on the Advent wreath. I just thought that was kind of unique. We did a photo shoot or have planned a photo shoot for this weekend. So that the album would have some kind of artwork on it. I mean, a white album. I think there's a group that already did that, right? So we think of these crazy things, you know. We think of what would look good, what would I like, you know, that hasn't been done. And, of course, a lot of Christmas albums have a Christmas tree and all that stuff. So we try and be a little bit different because we don't have money for that kind of thing anyway. Next, let's just jump into the next show in November. We'll be starting to focus around the season of Thanksgiving and Advent, of course, and what it means for those of you who are just getting into the idea of Christian and so on and so forth, Christianity. And for those of you that aren't, that just want to know, we have this show. This is your show as much as it is mine. So tell me what you want. You know, I'll scrounge it up in the Bible. Tell me what it is. And talk to me. Talk to me on the radio. Come on, somebody just dial in and talk to me. You know, we call it talk radio for a reason. And yes, I get on my soapboxes. And yes, there's some things that are pre-planned, I guess you'd say. But there's more than enough little niches that you can call. And whom shall you call? Well, you call me if you want to talk to me. It's 888-627-6008. Always has been, always will be. If the lines are busy, just call back again. That was funny. If you just want to listen, most of you know this who are listening, 716-748-0150. Any cell phone, any phone. And if you don't want to talk and you just want to listen, do that. And I'm thinking of a caller. No, that's not right. I still think there's somebody out there who needs to talk to me. I wonder what it's like to dial into a... I've never talked to myself. I've never dialed in for myself. How would I do that? I don't know. Anyway, there's still somebody out there. You know, I want to encourage you. God is ever present and ever patient, and I try to be. So hopefully I've said something that helps you, and hopefully you will, through time, get brave enough to call in. If you are, ooh, this is a hard one. If you are a person who is a subject of domestic abuse, and that goes both sides of the fence, male, female, child, whatever. There are many good places for you to get help and stay alive. Because if God hasn't told you this, or your friends haven't told you this, it will not get better unless something is done. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And my purpose as a minister of God's word is to tell you, yes, the scripture says to turn your cheek. And yes, it says to forgive somebody 7 times 700 million. I don't know the exact number, but it's high. It's not applicable when you are being pulverized. It's not applicable when you're being beaten half to death. Turn your other cheek is not a message that you should take directly or physically. It is a message of spirituality and forgiveness. And you can't forgive somebody in the process of being beaten half to death. Again, bullying happens in many forms. Is it worth your life? I don't know. You have to say that. You have to come to that decision. What is your life worth? And don't say it's not worth anything without my husband or my partner or whatever. Yeah, it is. You had a life before you met them, didn't you? So, serious night tonight. Unlike some of my other nights, I don't know why. Messages are just laid on me sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly, and sometimes on purpose. And as I said, bullying happens in business. Bullying happens because hackers think they're having a great time. That is a form of bullying, and it's a form of taking control of something that's not yours and give it back. Bullying happens in all kinds of forms, and all kinds of help are out there. So that is the message tonight. And I'm going to say there is a Bible passage that's one of my favorite Bible passages. And it's found in the book of Isaiah, which is in the Old Testament, for those of you who are learning the Bible. And it's probably, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it surely is close to Isaiah 40:39. And I think I'm not going to read it to you. I'm going to let you read it. And for those who wait upon the Lord, there are certain gifts. And waiting on the Lord doesn't mean like you're sitting in the waiting room, like, you know, delivering a baby. Waiting on the Lord means being patient for the answer you're asking for. So, I'm going to say good night in a few seconds. And also, next week, because it is the beginning of the Advent season, or close to the beginning, we're going to talk about that. You know, what is this Advent stuff, and what is this wreath you're talking about? Hoo-hoo, and where does the mistletoe come from? And see if I can get somebody, I don't know if I can name them right now, to be on the show with me who knows about the Advent season. Not that I don't, but maybe I want somebody else's explanation. So I'm going to say good night, and may God always bless you. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.